Why can't APS just pay teachers more?
Can my child really learn in a classroom of 30?
Is public education as bad as the media and everyone else says it is?
Everyone has an opinion about Albuquerque public schools. But where do you go to sort out fact from fiction and rumor? Right here. Welcome to the APS Open Book Podcast with your host, Mark Goodrum.
Welcome to the APS Open Book Podcast, Episode 5. I'm Mark Goodrum, your host, and our guests today are Rachel Scott, 9th grade language arts and English language development teacher at Atrisco Heritage Academy High School, and Danielle Tedesco, morning news anchor for KOB4. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for being here and taking the time. I know, Rachel, you're on summer break. So
yes.
Did we get you up early this morning?
Yeah, a little bit earlier than I've been getting up.
Danielle, thank you so much for taking the time. You're on a schedule, and you got to run back to the studio, so we appreciate it so much.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. Well, you know, my focus was students and parents, teachers are listening to this podcast. You all have come through APS, graduated. Your hometown, and you're doing well. Rachel, talk to us a little bit about your first year teaching, but before that, how you came through APS, some of the ingredients that brought you this far.
So I started at McCollum Elementary School, and then I went to Grant Middle School, where I met you and had you as a band teacher. That was awesome. And then I ended up at Manzano, graduated. I was class of 2013. Right. And then I went to UNM for 5 years. I got my bachelor's degree in secondary education. So now I'm teaching. Just completed my first year at Atrisco Heritage. And through that, I have pulled a lot of the things that I learned through APS into that. All the wonderful, wonderful teachers that I had, all of the friends that I made. I think APS is really the place to be. You get the very real real world happenings in APS because everybody goes there. It's not closed to anybody.
Right.
And yeah, so I've pulled a lot of my past experiences into it.
Yeah, talk a little bit about, there's a student there right now maybe listening to this, thinking about, you know, I don't know, maybe I would like to teach. And what was the thought process that you went through as you went through Grant and then Manzano, and then all of a sudden you're thinking, maybe I know where it happened in my life become a teacher. What about it?
I actually wanted to be a teacher my whole life since I was a little kid. But having those teachers like you and some of the teachers I had in high school really reinforced that for me. Mm-hmm. And they really just showed that we're all people, and I think that that's something that the students don't realize is they think of it as like a power struggle between being an adult and being a kid. Mm-hmm. And that's something I really try to put forth in my classroom is like, yes, you are a kid, you know, but at the same token, like, you are also a young adult learning how to become a functioning adult in society. And so we're all human, and we all go through these things that are unexpected, and I always tell my kids, like, it's very valid and okay to not be okay.
Right.
You know, you don't have to go through life with a smile on your face because sometimes, you know, things are going to knock you down.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Be who you are.
Yes.
Find
always.
Out who you are.
There yes.
you go. Danielle, I can't imagine, first of all, having your face on TV every day in your hometown. I don't know whether I would want that myself. But first of all, talk to us about your journey through APS.
So I was at Apache Elementary School.
Okay.
And then went to Grant Middle School and Manzano High School. And then got my bachelor's at UNM. So like you, stayed through local all the way. And I think APS, after going through it and now having a child in APS,
right.
It really is what you make it, I think, and it is what the parents make it, too. I've noticed this year more than ever that parent involvement is huge for success in any public school district, I think. And I see in my child's classes a lot of kids that don't have that parent involvement. You
right.
can see it. And the teachers know, too. I'm sure you know.
Yeah.
So I think that's huge. But for me, obviously, my parents were very involved, and I think that attributed to my success.
True.
And also really great teachers all the way through, and they're in APS.
Right.
I think a lot of parents who pay for private school think that there aren't great teachers maybe, but they're incredible teachers in APS.
Right. What principal, do you remember your principal at Grant Middle School? I'm just curious. I'm trying to remember if I was there.
I don't.
Okay, because you had Ed Briggs, and then you had Helen Johnson before that. Well, you weren't in the office many times.
I was a good kid. Thanks for noticing that.
I was just joking.
Yeah. I don't remember the middle school. I remember Manzano High School. We had Tim Whalen.
Whalen, mm-hmm. Yeah, well known in the district. So looking back on those days and coming through, first of all, we get out of high school and this is a perfect time. We've got graduation going on. You have seniors that are coming out. And you know as well as I do that some of these students, like you, Rachel, have a focus and a passion of where I want to go. But others are... Well, I'm supposed to go to college, maybe military. Help them out a little bit.
That's how I was. Yeah. I had no idea what I was going to do. And I got that letter back, when I was graduating from high school. This is going to age me, but the lottery was a full ride if you could prove that you could cut the mustard. Yeah. So,
I know. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, I got offered the Bridge to the Lottery scholarship. It was just $1,000 for your first semester. And I thought, well, haven't really thought about it much. Might as well give it a shot. It's local and I can stay at home. And you had to put on a major, even though I had no idea. I just thought, well, I like to write, so why don't we try journalism? And then I thought, well, broadcast journalism sounds fancier. And after, getting the full ride and continuing into those broadcasting classes, when I realized that this was right, it was the right thing for me. So yeah, I kind of floated through it for a little bit, but the more and more I got into it and got an internship and everything is when I really started to know that this was for me.
Were you on the staff of the paper in high school?
No. I don't think, I don't even remember there being a newspaper for Manzano, and maybe there was, but no, I wasn't. And even at UNM, I wasn't part of the Daily Lobo.
Right.
I interned at Channel 13.
Oh, cool. All right.
Yeah.
There you go. We talked about parents, Rachel, and I know your mom and your folks. You have that support. In your first year of teaching, what have you seen there with the parent support for you in your experience?
I mean, my personal experience, obviously, I could not have done it without my family backing me 100%. They were always there. They're still always there, no matter what I might be going through or what I need help with. They're always willing to back me up. And I actually do see quite a bit parent involvement at the school that I'm at. We're really proud to have that. We bring in a lot of cultural celebrations and things like that that the parents can attend, and they love it. They love to come see their kids being successful, because a lot of the time, the kids are working or they're taking care of their siblings and stuff, and so their parents don't really get to see them shine and be good and, show off what they're really good at.
Right.
And so we give them a lot of opportunity to come in. And even for parent-teacher conferences this year, I mean, I had never done a parent-teacher conference, so I had no idea how to do it. And I scheduled them 15 minutes. I was like, oh, that'll be plenty time. It was not. I was running very late, but the parents were willing to wait, and they wanted to meet me, and they wanted to hear all about their children and hear how successful they were being or where there was room for improvement. So I think parent involvement is very prominent where I'm at, but I know that it's not always that way.
Right.
And so if there's parents listening to this, like, it's very important that you are active in your child's life, because there will come a time where they'll be in a university or they'll be at a trade school and you won't have that daily contact with them. And then you will know even less about what they're doing. And so now is the time,
Yeah, put in the work now.
Right.
Yeah. You are listening to episode 5 with the APS Open Book Podcast. Our guests are Rachel Scott, ninth grade language arts and English language development teacher at Atrisco Heritage Academy High School, and Danielle Tedesco, morning news anchor for KOB4. Let's talk about the ingredients. Now, Rachel, I know you, correct me if I'm wrong, and I've slept since then, but you were in a teaching program to help students.
Yeah.
Help me out. It's foggy in my
head. It was through Manzano. Okay. It was called like the preschool program, and then the second level was teacher cadet. And so the first year you worked with preschool aged kids, and you learned kind of like ran a preschool, you know, how to deal with young kids and things like that. And then the second level was teacher cadet, where we had to do almost like an intern kind of thing, where you went, we picked a school, and then we got to go sit in the classrooms and experience different grade levels and stuff like that. And then I had gone to your class.
I remember that.
When I was doing that, and had to teach a lesson and stuff. And obviously I had no idea what I was doing. But it's really good for people who might want to be teachers to experience that.
Right.
Because it literally just throws you in there, and you just kind of, you kind of got to like struggle to swim for a while, but it's a good way to dip your toes in and see if you're really meant for that.
Yeah. That's what I was going to ask you. If it's also a good way to find out that, you know, this isn't for me.
Right. Right. Yeah. Even at UNM, we had, I'd say about 80 people in our secondary ed program. And there were some people who got halfway through and then decided that they couldn't do it. And that's 4 years of UNM tuition and UNM everything wasted, you know. And so the sooner you could figure something like that out, the better. And I think most high schools and APS offer that program or something similar to that. So it's a good way to start that experience.
So they can look into it if parents or students are interested. As we speak and recording this, there's a job fair for APS today. Yes. And it's estimated, I guess, 800 openings. Mm-hmm. And I want to make it clear, we're not looking just for anybody to come in to being a teacher. These are our children. And Danielle, you talked about your kids. And I know your family, like all of us, is a big part of your life. First of all, how do they like seeing mom on TV? How do they care?
You know, my daughter, she's been, it's all she's known.
Yeah.
And so I think for a while, she's only 5. So for a while, she thought that everyone's mom was on TV. Why That's don't funny. I see Aaron's mom on TV? And now I think she's starting to get it a little bit more, and we get stopped in the store, you know, and they recognize her too from the commercials or whatever. So that's going to be weird if this continues, if, you know, KOB decides to keep me around. But obviously, being a mom and being a newscaster is not always an easy thing.
Right.
And fortunately, I've been able to shift into that morning role, which in the industry they call the mom shift because you get off, you know, in the afternoon, and then I can pick her up from school. And for a while, she thought that I wasn't working anymore. She thought I was a stay-at-home mom for a while. So it's been really great. And then also to see her start kindergarten this past year was really eye-opening. And for the teachers, I don't know how you guys do it. I can't stand up in front of a crowd and talk, especially high school kids. No, thank you. Or middle school kids, you know. Oh, man. So, you know, I talk to an inanimate object. And it's much easier.
That camera right
there. Yeah, there's no emotion in the camera.
Yeah. You know, you're talking about your profession. I can't imagine, because you deal with, and correct me if I'm wrong, you deal with everything out in the world coming through that studio. And I would imagine you have to drop it when you go home.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about that.
We don't drop it when we go home.
Yeah.
No. I go home, I turn on the news. It's on when we're eating dinner. And my husband's like, this is a sickness. You need to turn it off, you know?
I was going to ask you.
Yeah, I know.
Does it upset?
I'm a news junkie. No, and you know, With Ella, I've realized that I do need to turn it off because then she starts asking questions. Well, why is that man in handcuffs? And and what did this guy do and whatever? So, yeah, you do have to turn it off at some point. It is hard.
And I can see that, you know, as you move forward with your family, you know, dynamics, we've all changed as our children go into middle school and then up in high school. The whole dynamic change, and when you start your family, it all puts it in a different perspective. I want to talk a little bit about the future. First year teaching, Rachel.
Yes.
Before we get there, tell us a little bit more about that first year. You did talk about the drama and trying to stay away from issues and things, but let's talk a little bit about those kids in the classroom. You're teaching language arts.
Yes. So I teach two sections of regular language arts and then three sections of English language development, which is most of those kids, their first language is not English, right? Mm-hmm. So primarily we have Spanish speakers, but we have a few that speak Navajo and other things like that. Mm-hmm. And I love it. Mm-hmm. I didn't really know what to expect coming into my first year. I expected to have a lot more of a difficult time working with the kids because they are ninth graders, and I had, prior to this year, I had never worked with ninth grade or any high school level. The highest I had gone was sixth. And so I was like, well, we'll just throw myself in here and see how it goes. And I absolutely love it. There's no place I'd rather be, like, you know, it's just great. And the school that I'm at is also amazing. I'm going to be honest, it wasn't my first choice, and most of the people there know that, so I'm not calling myself out here, but, you know, I wanted to go back to my roots at Manzano and stuff, and I ended up getting a job at Atrisco, and I was like, well, let's see how this goes, and now I don't see myself leaving. I really, really love it. The admin is amazing. My colleagues are amazing. They're very supportive. And, you know, of course, there's going to be drama anywhere you go. But
absolutely.
that starts in middle school and it never ends. But from a professional standpoint, they're amazing.
Yeah.
I don't even have another word other than amazing. But the kids are unlike anything I could have expected to. They're just so talented and just bright and beautiful, and I love them all. I have 130 non-biological children.
There you go.
So I know with the last day of school was last week, and I cried the whole day, and they're like, Miss, it's going to be okay. I was like, no, guys, you don't understand.
Like you were graduating.
It was really rough. But I'll at least stay at Atrisco until these kids graduate, because I got to see my first year babies.
Sure, you go.
Go walk the line and do all that. So
you know, you don't know how I feel as a former teacher of yours to see the joy and the enthusiasm that you have about this profession education. And you are exactly, you know, like many others, Danielle, you talked about other teachers in APS that have that passion. I've talked to them and it gives me goosebumps. And parents ought to know that, you know, that these teachers are in there every day. And it's not always fun and frolic. And it sort of leads to my next question. Would you recommend the teaching career to others?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love it. I keep trying to get all my friends to do it. And they're like, I don't know about that. I do think that it takes a unique person to be able to do it.
Yeah.
You have to have a lot of patience and just willingness to be flexible, because kids will throw anything at you, and sometimes literally. Yeah. So, you know, you got to be prepared.
I was waiting for
that
one.
But yeah, absolutely. And I think particularly APS is a really great place. And I think we hear a lot of bad things about APS, and it really sucks, because in my experience, I had plenty of teachers who have changed my life, completely changed my life.
Right.
And I know that they're still out there. And even if my wonderful teachers had retired, there's new ones coming up. And I don't know, I would never compare myself to you because you're amazing.
No.
But, you know, I am in it for the kids.
There you go.
And the other new teachers at my school, they're also amazing. And they're also in it for the kids. And I think that that's all you can ask for.
You are listening to the APS Open Book Podcast, Episode 5, with our guests, Rachel Scott, ninth grade language arts and English language development teacher at Atrisco Heritage Academy High School, and Danielle Tedesco, morning news anchor for KOB4. Speaking of KOB4, I mean, I just would just get so nervous being in that studio. I've done walkthroughs and all of that kind of a thing. But take us inside for those students that might be interested in doing media, and what do you need in talent to be doing what you're doing?
I think when we have kids come through and tour the studio, I always ask them the same two questions. Are you curious? Are you nosy? And do you like to write? Do you like to tell stories? That's really all I think it takes. Mm. Anytime I see flashing lights, I see something weird, I always want to know more. Mm. And I've always been that way. And I think that that's something that any journalist will tell you. We crave to know more. We ask way too many questions. Wow. My husband will tell you that. I ask too many questions. But also, I just love to tell stories. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do every day. We tell stories and we try to make it interesting for the viewer while also giving you, you know, both sides to right. the story. And I think, you know, broadcasting is unique because you also have to be comfortable on camera.
Sure.
But it doesn't mean you have to be a good public speaker. Uh-huh. Again, we talk to a camera. It doesn't tell you that it's bored with you. It doesn't tell you that, you know. So that's the easy part. You also, I think, a lot of people, they don't realize that we, you know, you enter into this profession, into broadcasting, in a tiny town making peanuts.
Mm. Wow.
And a lot of the people I worked with I started in Lubbock, Texas.
Oh, I didn't know.
And
that.
Yeah, there's about 200 TV markets across the country.
Okay.
And market number one is New York City. Mm-hmm. Albuquerque is about 47.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's Juneau, Alaska is almost wow. dead last.
Wow.
So that gives you an idea as yeah. to, you know, the TV markets. And Lubbock, Texas is 143.
Mm. Oh, wow.
So really small town. All I needed was a Target and a TJ right. Maxx, and they had both.
You got that out of UNM?
Mm-hmm, straight okay. out of college. Yeah, I interned at Channel 13 and then made a demo reel and right. set it out to the country, and Lubbock said, come on down. So
there you go.
I made, you know,
how long were you
no
there?
Money, 3 years.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of my coworkers there were bartending in the evenings after right. getting off the reporting shift. That's yeah. what it is.
Yeah.
You do it for the love of the job.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's amazing. And then from there, you came to Albuquerque?
No, then I went to Tucson for 2 years.
Okay.
And Tucson is about market 67, I think.
Okay.
To give you that idea, that sure. climb, a lot of people can come to Albuquerque after a market like Lubbock, but yeah. I was wasting time, I guess. And I MMJ'd there, which is multimedia journalism, meaning right. that I shot my own stuff right. and edited my own stuff and was also on air. So that was really hard. You have to be a really unique person to...
But it gave you the tools. Yeah.
It did. And now I understand, you know, coming here to Albuquerque, I understood, you know, what the photographer was working on. Right. I also really appreciated my photographer
right.
coming home, and the editors do amazing stuff too.
Right.
And it helped me with the job. And coming to Albuquerque after being in other markets for about 5 years, I was able to hit the ground running here. This is too big of a market to start out of college.
Yeah. You feel more pressure here than the other?
There's
previous?
Just unique challenges here in Albuquerque, mm-hmm. here in New Mexico. First of all, we cover the entire state, mm-hmm. which is a unique challenge compared to other TV markets. There's, you know, in a state like Texas, there are 20 TV markets
sure.
there to cover the whole state. We're traveling for hours to... Mm-hmm. get up to Farmington or get down to Roswell. So that's one thing that's different here. And also, of course, the crime is a unique
yeah.
brand here in New yeah. Mexico. So we cover a lot of that.
So here's my initial question was your plans for the future, you and your family?
Yeah, you know, when we were in Tucson, my husband said, I want to go home. And he's from New Mexico, too. So I only had three chances to get it, Channel 7, Channel 13, or Channel 4. Yeah. And fortunately, I landed at 4, where we've been really happy. I've been here since I got back in 2011. So coming up on 8 years here. And for the time being, this is it for us.
That's good. Yeah.
We have our daughter, and we're happy to raise her here in Albuquerque.
Well, we're glad you're here, and we're glad that you started here through APS.
Yeah.
I saw the commercial that you cut that was, I'm paraphrasing, I went to Grant, I went to Manzano, and all of that. And I said, got to get there on the podcast. So, again, thank you so much. That was cool. And I think my son is in the Navy. He's over in Japan and playing in the Navy Fleet Band. And he's very proud of Albuquerque. And I think that as a citizen here, when you see people that have gone through school APS and are doing well and successful, that I don't know about anybody else, but that's what I would like to see on the news than what was going on in a block down the street, that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So anyway, I appreciate that. Before we close up, I want to ask Rachel, high school. Do you see yourself in middle school teaching?
Oh, I don't know.
That's a big question.
I don't know. So I did my student teaching at middle school.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, don't get me wrong, they're kids and they're great and they're beautiful souls, like all of them are. But they're a little bit too young for me.
Yeah.
I'm very sarcastic, and I use my humor a lot when I teach, and the little ones, it would just go straight over their head. And I'm like, okay, maybe I need an older audience here. And I love ninth grade because they're super awkward and they don't know, they're the bottom of the food chain again, being in high school, but they still kind of have that playful side still. Sure. They still realize that they're kids. They're not too cool for school yet, most of them.
Right.
And so I think ninth grade is where I'm.
You've got it.
I fell in love with them. Yeah. They're my kids. They're my babies.
There you go. Very good. Last chance. Give us your best commercial for your area and also helping students get through challenges that they may be going through this year and next year to get where you all are.
What I would say to the kids, if there's students listening, is what I hope is that they find the kids who are competitive with academics. Mm-hmm. That is where it's cool to be smart.
Mm-hmm.
In high school, there's a lot of groups where it's not cool to be smart.
Right.
And you almost want to say, I failed, this and that. And it, that's not cool.
Yeah.
And I think that when you find those kids that know that it's cool to be smart and know that it's cool to succeed and have an end game, then you're going to do great.
I agree. I definitely think that a lot of the times, and I know I was like that too, I think most people are at some point where they don't think that they can do it, whether it's, physical, mental, emotional, whatever it might be that they're going through, it won't last forever.
Right.
You'll get through it and things will get better, and you might not be able to change the things that have happened to you or the experiences that you've endured, but you can start where you are, and you can make your future whatever it is that you want. And just, I always tell my kids, be you, be who you are unapologetically,
exactly.
100%. And I think that I know for sure that whether some of the kids come to me and they're failing all of their classes or they're failing one class, and that can change.
Right.
It's just a matter of changing their mindset, and they can do it. I tell them all the time that I believe in them, and it's really, really cool to see when they start to believe in themselves.
It's refreshing to see you and your love for the profession.
Oh,
And I really appreciate you all coming in today.
Yeah,
taking the time. God bless you both, and enjoy your next year teaching, Rachel.
Will do.
I told my wife, I said, oh my goodness, I'll see her somewhere in Walmart or something, and it'll be 10 years, and I'll be with a cane. And we hope you stay here, Danielle.
Thank you.
you're a gem in, for Albuquerque and a trophy for APS.
Thank you so much.
God bless you so much. Anyway, thank you to the listeners coming in. Thank you to the APS Media Office, KANW, our producer. I want to be just like him when I grow up, Kevin Otero. Unbelievable. Thank you so much. And of course, the listeners, we can't do it without you. Join us next month, and we'll be back with another episode, episode 6. Always keep smiling.
This podcast is produced by Albuquerque Public Schools and KANW Public Radio. Special thanks to KANW Program Director Kevin Otero. Stay tuned for more meaningful conversation in the months ahead.